Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 28. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 20. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Mac Martin Foundation awarded several donations in 2018 to area organizations, including the Fairfield Park District, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation, Wayne County CEO Program, WADI, Junior Achievement of Wayne County, and Fairfield Community High School's Guidance Department. The Mac Martin Foundation was established by Doug Wilson in honor and memory of his grandfather and former longtime Fairfield educator and coach, McDowell Martin. McDowell Mac Martin was a graduate of Fairfield Community High School and Southern Illinois University Carbondale. He was a teacher and coach from the 1930s to the 1970s. Mac coached many successful athletic teams through his 14-year coaching career, including a 1936 Fairfield team, which won the Illinois Junior High School State Basketball Tournament. In addition to coaching, he taught American history and government, and served as assistant principal for 15 years and athletics business manager for 23 years. Mac was married to the former Justine Meyer, and they had three children, June Wilson and Jane McDowell of Fairfield, and Dr. Gene Martin of Texas. They also had four grandchildren. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. When it comes to laundry, it's true what they say. They don't make them like they used to, but Speed Queen still does. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built using premium metal components, not plastic. They're manufactured with rugged, commercial-grade construction, and they're pushed beyond their limits in their state-of-the-art lab to deliver 25 years of premium performance in your home. Speed Queen, built better to last longer. Get your Speed Queen at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
In other news, the West Salem Development Association has announced it will be publishing a community cookbook this spring, and people's favorite recipes are needed. The cookbook will feature a special section for heirloom recipes, or those that have been passed down through the families of the community. All recipes must fall into one of the following categories: appetizers and beverages, soups and salads, vegetables and side dishes, main dishes, breads and rolls, desserts, cookies and candy, this and that, or heirloom recipes. The association asks people to designate which category their recipe falls in when submitted. Recipes can be submitted in a variety of ways. They can be emailed to westsalemda@gmail.com, mailed to P.O. Box 72 in West Salem, or dropped off at Steve Thompson's Country Financial Office on the West Salem Square or at the First National Bank in West Salem. People should be sure their recipes are complete, legible, include the name of the contributor, and have all the correct abbreviations for measurements. Recipes must be received no later than tomorrow. Cookbooks will be $12, and they're expected to be available for purchase in time for Mother's Day. Temperatures are expected to get closer to freezing as the day goes on, and the Fairfield Weight Watchers meeting is the only cancellation received in the area for the day. After the extreme cold forced many schools to close yesterday and a cold start today, the weather is expected to warm up dramatically as February rolls in. Tomorrow's high is forecast to be in the mid-40s, Saturday's in the 50s, and the area could hit low to mid-60s on Sunday and Monday. Preliminary forecasts also call for rain chances to start next week. 34-year-old Fairfield resident Tracy L. Glad was arrested by Fairfield police yesterday afternoon on charges of criminal damage to property $300 or less and criminal trespass to property. According to police reports, at approximately 1 o'clock, officers were called to the 800 block of East Douglas Street to investigate a report of subjects entering a residence and removing items. Upon their arrival, officers located Glad, who had lived at the residence before being evicted. Police discovered Glad broke a window at the rear of the residence and entered inside to retrieve her belongings. She was then taken into custody, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held, pending the posting of $170 bond. Illinois State Police have announced an arrest in the case of a trooper who was struck and killed by a vehicle along Interstate 294 in suburban Chicago during a snowstorm. On January 12th, Trooper Christopher Lambert was headed home when he pulled over and got out of his squad car to respond to a three-vehicle crash. Authorities say Lambert positioned his squad car to protect the three cars before he was struck by another vehicle. In a press release earlier this week, state police announced Kenosha, Wisconsin resident Scott A. Larson had been arrested, and Illinois law enforcement took custody of him on Monday. The Cook County State's Attorney's Office approved reckless homicide charges against Larson. The geese at the Fairfield Golf Course have been spared. According to Park District officials, there will not be a goose hunt as authorized by the Fairfield City Council. The geese have disappeared, according to Fairfield Park District President Jay Faye.
To have hunting, there's got to be open water. Weather has not cooperated. There has not been any open water. It's all, the lake has been frozen. There are no geese at the golf course. There are other places where the lakes have not frozen over.
The hunt was not called off because of the protest of a national animal rights group. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, published a story on their national website calling for a campaign directed at Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. At a January meeting, the city council authorized the park district to hunt the geese due to the damage they were inflicting on the course. Faye says the park district will now seek other remedies.
We intend to do other things, hopefully try some decoys. We try to, got some fireworks, got some other things that we might be able to use after hunting season to scare or make the geese not want to come back. But otherwise, we'll be not doing anything until the next hunting season.
PETA called the hunt, quote, an insidious killing cycle. It instructed its members to conduct a campaign by contacting the mayor to apprise him of the, quote, cruelty and futility of the planned massacre. In the end, however, frigid temperatures, not PETA, saved the geese. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education met Monday evening with a light slate of action items. The board unanimously approved a social media policy that would expand beyond certified and non-certified staff to include board members as well. However, the enforcement of the policy will be different for staff and board members. According to Scott England, superintendent of the district, the policy is more of a guideline than anything, and he said it's not intended to restrict the freedom of speech. Furthermore, for board members, Dr. England says the district does not have the authority to issue much punishment. Instead, the public has the ultimate authority on the issue, as they are the ones who vote board members in. For staff members employed by the district, stricter repercussions will be in place, per England. For both groups, the policy stresses that individual social media usage does not necessarily reflect the views of the district. In other business, the board employed FCHS graduate Andrew Gifford as a volunteer 5th and 6th grade boys basketball coach. Board members also heard the FY18 annual audit. The district finished with a profile score of 3.80, giving it the designation of recognition. That's the highest designation a school district can receive. The unemployment rate in Illinois rose from 4.1 to 4.4% in December, according to the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Most counties in the nearby area saw their unemployment rates go up as well. Wayne County's December rate was at 6%, up from 5.5% in November. In December of 2017, Wayne County's rate was at 5.3%. Edwards County saw the biggest spike in the area last month, jumping from 4.4% in November to 5.6% in December. Its December 2017 mark was 4.3%. Hamilton County jumped from 4.2 to 4.5%, Wabash from 4.6 to 5%, and White from 4.3 to 4.8. Lawrence and Saline counties have the highest unemployment rates in the area at 6.9%, and Hamilton County has the lowest. As a state, Illinois' December unemployment rate was lower than 2017's mark of 4.7%. Nationwide, unemployment rose slightly from 3.5 to 3.7%. That's lower than the December 2017 rate of 3.9%. Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors employees monthly for providing extraordinary patient care and customer services within and outside the hospital. Morgan McCoy, Diagnostic Imaging Secretary, was selected as the January Employee of the Month. McCoy has been with FMH since July of 2017. Though patients don't always see her work, she's behind the scenes helping to ensure that their radiology appointments are scheduled and that pre-certs are taken care of before they arrive for their exam. Officials say she does her job with a smile and has a willingness to help out wherever she's needed. They also say McCoy works with a contagious energy that motivates the people around her, and she willingly takes on more work to get the job done. Senate lawmakers are discussing legislation that would raise the minimum wage in Illinois to $15 an hour. Kim Howard has the story.
The state minimum wage hasn't been raised since 2010, when it went up to $8.25 an hour. Supporters say people need to earn a livable wage and that the increase would be phased in over time. But Mark Grant with the National Federation of Independent Businesses calls the hike a job killer.
Outside of Cook and Collier County, small businesses are the predominant employer statewide. Raising the Illinois minimum wage from $8.25 to $15 an hour would have a long-term, far-reaching, and I think destructive consequence for our small businesses and many of their employees.
Others discussed whether teenagers would be paid the full minimum wage and how much people in jobs where they are tipped would be paid. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Along party lines on Tuesday, the Illinois House adopted the rules which will govern the way it conducts business for the next 2 years. And once again, these rules concentrate a great deal of power in the hands of Speaker Madigan. The Speaker will once again be able to control which bills come up for discussion and debate and which ones will not. State Representative Darren Bailey said the Republican side of the aisle only wants rules that are fair and reasonable.
We're simply asking for a few reasonable changes to the House rules in order to make the House more transparent and bipartisan. Improving the House rules to allow legislation that receives at least five co-sponsors from the majority party and five co-sponsors from the minority party the chance at receiving a hearing in committee and an up or down vote that only seems fair and reasonable. And so another proposal, extending public notice to the floor and committee amendments to one calendar day instead of offering the public and this legislative body 1 hour to review. We've already heard from the floor that accuracy and transparency take time. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we have the opportunity to change course, and it can start right now, but only if both parties begin to work together today. Remember, this is the people's house, not the house of one.
Bailey was elected last year to represent the 109th District, which includes all of Edwards, Jasper, Richland, Wabash, Wayne, and White counties, and parts of Effingham and Lawrence counties. The president of the University of Illinois is proposing to freeze tuition for in-state students for a fifth consecutive year. The base annual tuition for Illinois freshmen would remain at $12,036 in Urbana-Champaign, $10,584 in Chicago, and $9,405 in Springfield, under the proposal by Timothy Killeen. Trustees are expected to vote today on the proposed rates and fees, which will remain constant for 4 years. Room and board and mandatory fees will increase for new students in Urbana-Champaign and Chicago. Annual fees would increase by about 1% in Urbana-Champaign to $3,086. And by 3.6% to $3,308 in Chicago. Room and board for a standard double occupancy room in Urbana-Champaign would go up by 1.5% to $10,774 per year.
At UIC, it would run $11,260 a year, a 1.7% increase. That's the news. Area deaths next.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage. It's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
If you're looking for great Italian taste from a hometown place, then Mimo's Italian Restaurant in McLeansboro is the place to go. Family owned since 1999, Mimo's has been serving pizza, pasta, steaks, and other delicious dishes in a family-friendly environment. All dine-in meals include a complimentary house salad served with their homemade Italian dressing. Give them a call at 643-4820 or stop by Thursday through Sunday from 4 to 10 at 116 South Washington on the McLeansboro Square. Follow them on Facebook.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 18. And it's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 24,984, down 30. The NASDAQ is at 7,285, up 102. March crude oil is at $54.53, that is up 30 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 87-year-old Cabot, Arkansas resident Donna Louise Horton Stewart died on January 14th in Little Rock, Arkansas. She was a retired teacher and librarian and was of the Lutheran faith. Donna Stewart is survived by one son, Kent Stewart of Fate, Texas, one sister, Marilyn, two grandchildren, and many friends. A funeral service for Donna Stewart was held on Saturday, January 26th at Grace Lutheran Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. Graveside services will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. this Saturday at the Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of local arrangements. 95-year-old Dahlgren resident George Richard Karcher died on Monday at the Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was the owner and operator of Karcher Grocery in Dahlgren for over 40 years. George Karcher is survived by his daughter, Karen Karcher of Dahlgren, three sons, Lee Karcher of Dahlgren, Jim Karcher of Edgerton, Ohio, and Larry Karcher of Dahlgren, one brother, Gilbert Karcher of Princeton, Indiana, one sister, Wilma Karcher of McLeansboro, seven grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for George Karcher will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. at St. John Nepomucene Catholic Church. Visitation will be Friday, tomorrow, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the church. He will be laid to rest at St. John Nepomucene Catholic Cemetery in Dahlgren, with graveside military honors performed by McLeansboro American Legion Post 106. The Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren is in charge of arrangements. 81-year-old Wayne City resident Dolores Ellis died at a Perion Care Center in Fairfield on Monday. She was a homemaker. Dolores Ellis is survived by two sons, Monty White of Wayne City and Jimmy White of Mount Vernon, a daughter, Jeannie Hall of Wayne City, nine stepchildren, Dwayne Ellis, Nevin Ellis, Jeff Ellis, Larry Catron, Gary Ellis, Kelly Ellis, Darlene Ellis, Gayla Crameens and Terry Ellis, three brothers, Gary Smith of Sisney, Herman of Wayne City, and Tommy Smith of Fairfield, six grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, four step-great-great-grandchildren, and several step-great- and great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Dolores Ellis will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. Visitation will be tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial will be in Garrison Cemetery. Memorials can be made to Garrison Cemetery, and they will be accepted at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, which is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old McLeansboro resident Russell Albert McNulty died on Wednesday. He taught chemistry and physics at McLeansboro High School and sponsored the Youth for Christ Club. Russell McNulty is survived by his wife, Sherry Hunter, sisters Edna Preston and Ada Binkley, daughters Kathy Teffertiller, Christy Kerfman, and Paula McNulty, seven grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Russell McNulty will be held on Friday, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. Burial will be at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro, with graveside military rights provided by American Legion Post 106 of McLeansboro and the Military Honor Team of Marion. Memorial contributions may be made to the Gospel Chariot Missions, the World English Institute, or the Little Egypt Christian Youth Camp. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies and a high of 28. Cloudy tonight with a low of 20 and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 45. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly sunny skies on Saturday, warmer, a high of 52 and low of 40. Mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday's high 60 with a low of 52. And then a chance for rain on Monday. Monday's high 65 with a low around 45.